My name is Gary LeMaster. I'm a 31-year member of the Sons of the Pioneers.
I'm Holly George Warren. I have written quite a bit about the West and Western music.
My name is Ray Benson, and I am the band leader of Asleep at the Wheel. Even though I don't consider myself a singing cowboy, I reckon that we do have elements of that in our presentation. The movie The Big Lebowski with old Jeff Bridges and Jimmy Dale Gilmore is in that movie, I believe. It opens with the tumbleweed tumbling down the streets of some city in The Big Lebowski.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Jeff Lebowski. At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. But he never had much use for it himself. This Lebowski, he called himself the Dude.
Now, and I think it's a song that evokes the freedom and the looseness of somebody who can just tumble around and all that. So, you know, obviously it speaks to a lot of people. But I think that really goes back to the generational thing, and that the people who watched The Great Lebowski were definitely baby boomers, and all baby boomers know Tumble and Tumbleweeds from the Roy Rogers era of growing up in the 50s. It's such a touchstone for my generation.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
I'm a roving cowboy, riding all day long, tumbleweeds around me sing their lonely song.
Well, Bob Nolan wrote the song. He was from New Brunswick, up in Canada, way back in the backwoods. And when he got a little older, his dad got out of the service, and he didn't entailed some kind of a lung disease while he was in the military, so he went to Tucson, Arizona to dry his lungs out, and Bob joined him out there when he was 14 years old. And he became totally enraptured with the desert, and he started writing poems about it.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
A lot of them he wrote down as poems, not songs at this point.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Gene Autry really helped to popularize the song Tumbling Tumbleweeds, because that was the title of his first ever full-length feature film that he did in 1935, and his version spotlights his vocals, whereas the Sons of the Pioneers version does what they did so incredibly well, which was this trio harmony.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
That was a real new thing. In fact, they may be the first ever group that had a trio of yodelers at the same time in one song.
And they discovered they could do this this yodeling that Roy Rogers did. They could do that in three-part harmony, which had never been done before. And, you know, they kind of launched a brand-new American kind of music, the cowboy music made popular with the three-part yodel.
The thing that most people should know about the Sons of the Pioneers, Roy Rogers, Bob Nolan, Tumbling Tumbleweeds, is it is the image of America that so many people have. It symbolizes America. It symbolizes individualism. It symbolizes knowing right from wrong, and those great, ideals.
I think it's important to note that the Sons of the Pioneers had a kind of a fluid membership over the years, people dropping in and out. They really probably did more than anybody else to sustain interest in Western music and enable people to actually go out and see a Western music performance.
I think if you could take one thing with you about the Sons of the Pioneers, down through the years, all 33 members, we've had one goal in mind, and that's the songs. And that's the basic thing we want people to go away remembering, the songs and the sounds of the harmony and the feeling it gives you. Because Western music ain't going to hurt nobody.
Drifting along with a tumbling tone.